Hey, if not, then I'd like to go to my message to you. My scripture reading is in Revelation 22. And let's start at verse 10. And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. And let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the Bride say, 'Come.' And let the one who hears say, 'Come.' And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost." If you would, bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these scriptures, these words from your holy book. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of the year. And Heavenly Father, we ask your presence in all of these days of festivity and on this, your holy Sabbath day. Heavenly Father, bless the words that we speak and the thoughts that we express and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask. Amen. And my text is verse 12. Of Revelation 22. "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done." You know, this is a season of the festivity of the blowing of the trumpets. And I might add that this is the season that if at any time in the year you should be thanking God that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, when he did, this is the time to thank God for it. Not December the 25th, not Christmas. That was not Jesus' birth. There's every reason to believe that right now was the time of Jesus' first coming, of his birth. Right now, the last of September to the first part of October was Jesus' birth. If you research that, you can come at that conclusion by knowing that Jesus Christ had a ministry of 3.5 years. And that he was 33.5 years when he died. And if you took his death at Passover time, which he was the perfect sacrificial Lamb of God, and you count forward 6 months or backwards 6 months from this time of the year, then you get Passover time. So if you take Passover and go backwards 6 months or forward 6 months, then you get the approximate time of Jesus' birth. No, it was not at the time that the shepherds was out in the field watching their flock in the middle of the winter. Shepherds don't do that. So it was not at that time. So we should thank God for the birth of His Son, Jesus Christ, at this time. This was Jesus' first coming to this earth. And you know what? Jesus Christ is coming again. Most likely, His second coming is this same time of the year. It's the time of the festivity of the trumpets. It's the time of the blowing of the trumpets. We blow the trumpets because God commanded it. It's a reminder of ours to God that we've not forgotten what He's done for us, what He said He would do, the success that He would bring to us if we but recognized Him and kept following Him all the days of our life. So at this time of the year, let's think of Jesus' birth, His first coming. Let's think of the blowing of the trumpets at His second coming. When that seventh trumpet shall sound, as Revelation lets us know, the seventh trumpet will usher in Jesus Christ breaking through the clouds, coming back to this earth to redeem His chosen ones, the children of God. And that's the time that the Bible lets us know, at His second coming, at the blowing of that seventh trumpet, that the dead in Christ will rise first. And then, immediately after that, the living in Christ will rise to meet Him in the air, taking on that transformation that the Bible speaks about. The same transformation that Jesus Christ went through when He went from being a mortal man, going back to the Father. He took on that heavenly body. And that same transformation is a transformation that we will take also at Jesus' second coming. Most likely at the Festival of Trumpets. Most likely this time of the year. Within this last chapter of God's Holy Bible, the last chapter of Revelation, there are three clear promises of our Savior to return to this earth. This is Jesus Christ Himself speaking. And if you have a red letter edition of the Bible, these words will be in red. They are Jesus' words as He revealed them to John the Revelator. And John wrote them down in the book of Revelation. Let's go to Revelation 22 and verse 7. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. That's Jesus. Behold, I am coming quickly. Does that sound like a promise to y'all? It is a promise. It is Jesus' promise to us. Let's go to verse 12. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. Is what you do important? Is what you don't do important? What you say, what you don't say? How you react or don't react? All of those things are important. And some of your rewards that Jesus will have with Him when He comes back to this earth, some of those will depend on what I've just said. Your actions, reactions, words, perhaps holding your tongue at times rather than speaking. What you do for others or don't do. All of that has to do with our rewards that Jesus will be bringing back with Him to reward us. Let's go to verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. That come, Lord Jesus, is the words of John the Revelator. And he is anxious for Jesus' return. And we need to realize that after Jesus lived on this earth and he walked and he talked and he had his followers and his disciples, after he went back to the Father, then naturally it was a letdown to these disciples. But it was not to stay a letdown. Jesus sent and his Father sent the Holy Spirit to comfort, to lead, to guide, to remind. And therefore, power was given to these disciples to go out into all the world and testify of Jesus, to make known his ways to all. And so, we know that the ones who spoke these words in Revelation 22, let's see in verse 16 who spoke these words. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Jesus Christ has told you and promised you and all his followers that he is coming back. There is no question. There is no doubt. Jesus himself is saying, I come quickly. Jesus is the I. He's the speaker of these words in Revelation. You know, there's differences of opinion about how things are going to happen when it comes that time of Jesus' second coming. There's difference of opinion in the sequences of events leading up to his coming. But you know what? We better not be so concerned as to each and every little detail of the sequences of events as we are the fact that Jesus is coming. And we better be prepared. We better be ready. Jesus promised to return, and we have his assurance that his return is imminent. There is no doubt. I'd like to speak to you of the promise of his coming. The central theme of the entirety of the Old Testament was Jesus' first coming. And we have evidence from many sources, including the Holy Word of God, that Jesus came. He fulfilled the prophecy of the Old Testament of the Messiah coming, the one who would restore all things, the one who would forgive the sins of the children of God. He did come. He did fulfill that particular prophecy of the Old Testament. Did you know that the most often mentioned event of the New Testament is the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth? It was mentioned, is mentioned over 300 times in the New Testament. Jesus' second coming to this earth. Let's go to John 14 and 1. John 14 and 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus is preparing a place for us. And he's saying, I am coming again. My message to you is Jesus is coming. And this particular message is most relevant at this particular time of the year, as I've explained. The festivity of trumpets. The apostles taught of his return and referred many places to his coming again. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4 and start with the 13th verse. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as to the rest who have no hope. A lot of statements right in there is talking about the people who are dead in Christ. The people who have lived good lives, faithful lives to God, but are now those who are asleep. Do not grieve for them as you would the others that did not live their lives for God and have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. The dead in Christ is going to be called first and will rise. For the Lord will himself descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Do you see how wonderful that is? Do you see why people at this time of the year should be joyous? Because it should remind him of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds of glory at his second coming, as these scriptures right here describe. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Is it a comfort to you to know? One day, the trumpets are going to blow. And the trumpets, most likely in Revelation, is going to blow at this particular time of the year. And then, Jesus Christ will break through the clouds of glory. The angels also spoke of Jesus' coming. Let's go to Acts 1 and start with verse 9. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was departing, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. And they also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go in heaven. Do you know there's going to come that day in which you will be looking up in the sky and Jesus will appear? The angel said, just as you see Jesus go and ascend up into the heavens, so will you see him come again. The angels spoke of Jesus' second coming. What about the program? We've talked about the promise of his coming, the program of Jesus' coming. Let's go to Revelation 1 and verse 7. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so, amen. He will be visible to everyone. Every eye will see him. Revelation 1, 7. Jesus Christ himself said, I am coming quickly. You can take that quickly to mean before very long. You could take that scripture quickly, the word quickly to mean suddenly, without warning, without notice. Let's go to Matthew 24 and 44. Matthew 24 and 44. For this reason, you be ready too. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. That's what David was meaning when he said, this is the festivity of trumpets. And this is the day that no one knows or will know. And that's what the scripture means when it says, he will come. He will come quickly. He will come suddenly. No man, Jesus was asked, when will your coming be? Jesus says, no man knows the day or the hour of his coming except the Father. So it will be sudden. It most likely will be when you might not be thinking he will. But can we say pretty confidently that we think it's going to be about this time of the year? Yeah, I think we can. At the festivity of trumpets, at the end of the blowing of the trumpets in Revelation, at the sound of the last seventh trumpet of God. Do you think most people will be happy at Jesus' second coming? You would think so. I think most of us in the church, we want to be happy because we want to be ready. Let's go to Matthew 24 and go down to verse 30. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man, coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. Man evidently wants all of the power himself. Right? He wants things to continue as they are. The tribes, all the tribes of the earth will mourn. There will be plenty of mourning. And if you would just add on to that, sadness at the time of Jesus' coming, and sadness for many, I would say, varied reasons. But there's going to be a lot of happiness also for the few that have been called of God and have kept their lives in order and are ready for His coming. What about the purpose of His coming? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and start with 51. 1 Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. That's that transformation I'm talking to you about. Same one that Jesus Christ went through when He went back to the Father. We shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and the mortal must put on on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Death is going to be destroyed one day at Jesus' time, at God the Father's time. It's in their plan. Death will be no more at their time. And I think the Scripture says that death will be the last enemy to be destroyed. We're looking forward to that day. We're looking forward to the second coming of Jesus, because the ones that are ready at His coming, they will enter into life everlasting, evermore. Let's go to John 5 and start at the 25th verse. John 5, 25. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. For just as the Father has life in Himself, even so He gave to the Son also to have life in Himself. And He gave Him authority to execute judgment, because He is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear His voice. All doesn't leave out anyone. In the tombs is those that are already gone, the dead. All who are in the tombs shall hear His voice and shall come forth. Those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life. Those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. The dead is going to hear. The dead is going to be raised. The dead is going to be transformed into a heavenly spiritual body. Let's go to Acts 17 and verse 30. Acts 17 and verse 30. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all everywhere should repent, because He has fixed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom He has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising Him from the dead. Jesus Christ is going to judge. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. It will be at His coming a time of rewards. Let's go to Revelation 22 and 12. And we will see about His time of rewards. Behold, I am coming quickly, And my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. Is it important that we work for God? Yes. Is it important that the disciples worked for him? Yes, he told them before he left, go into all the world and teach everyone of God's coming, of the kingdom to come, of being a child of God and being ready to meet him. It will be a time of reunion. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. It is going to be a time of reunion with the ones who have gone before, with my mother, with my uncle and my aunt, and all of your loved ones. It will be a time of reunion. Let's go to Matthew 25 and 31. Matthew 25 and 31. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. And all the nations, you think that leaves out anybody? You think some eye is not going to see? You think some ear is not going to hear? And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. At Jesus' second coming, there is a time of separation. Now let's speak finally of the time of preparation. Preparation for his coming. First, for the saved. The saved are obviously ready. Those are the ones who have kept their lamps burning. Those are the wise virgins who watched and waited, prepared, and were ready. The saved will meet the Lord. Matthew 24, 42. Matthew 24, 42. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Jesus Christ said, serve your fellow man. He told Peter, feed my sheep. He asked Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord. But Jesus found it necessary to ask Peter two more times. Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you. And the Lord said to Peter, feed my sheep. This is every one of our call. This is every one of ours way to serve God. He expects it of us as we have opportunity. Go into all the world and tell anyone who will open their hearts and their ears about the loving, merciful God, Jesus Christ, who is coming again for those who are ready. What about the ones that's not ready? The unsaved. Obviously, they are not of the children of God. Obviously, they are not going into the kingdom of God. Obviously, they are not going to live forever and forever. They were not ready. They are lost. The greatest need in this world today is for us to live for God, keep our lights burning for Him and our lamps lit, always in search of growing with Him, and always not only serving Him to the best of our ability, but serving our brothers and sisters, and working within our very most ability to tell others of the love of God. Tell others of the better way. Tell others of the life to come. Let's go to Acts 17. Acts 17 and 30. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all everywhere should repent, because He has fixed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom He has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising Him from the dead. This is His only begotten Son that He raised from the dead. This is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is coming. There is no doubt that He is coming. There's no doubt that we are closer to His coming now than ever before. My message to you today, what I want you to focus on in the days to come, the trumpet will sound, Jesus will break the clouds, Jesus is coming. If you would, stand with me in prayer.